Welcome. Today, our friend Walter, the water droplet, has invited us to join him on his journey through the water cycle. Do you see him? He is the big, shimmery drop that is gathering with all of his friends into that cloud. It looks like that cloud is getting pretty heavy and full. Here it comes. Precipitation. Precipitation is any type of water that falls from the sky. Water can come in liquid forms, like a raindrop, or it can come frozen, like snowflakes or hail. Right now, Walter is joining this precipitation downpour in the form of a raindrop. We better pull out our umbrellas and keep an eye out for Walter. Did you see where he went? There he is! He landed in a little stream on the mountainside. Look how quickly that water is moving. I wonder where it will take him. It looks like his little stream is going to flow into some larger streams as he races down the mountain and eventually flowing into larger streams that become rivers. Walter and his other raindroplet friends made it down the river and into the ocean where it is hot and sunny. What is happening to Walter now? He doesn't look quite like a raindrop anymore, but that is definitely him rising up into the sky. It looks like he is evaporating. This happens when water gets warm enough that it changes from a liquid into a gas, known as water vapor. Water vapor is more difficult to see than liquid, but sometimes it can look like steam. As he rises higher into the sky, the air gets cooler. There are enough of his water vapor friends that get cool enough with him to condense back into teeny tiny water droplets. Water likes to cling to other water, so he and his friends all join together to create a long, wispy cloud. But it doesn't look like they are going to be ready to rain down anytime soon. They are quite content to float across the sky together. His long journey has taken him to an even cooler temperature. And now, Walter has gotten cold enough to turn from a water droplet into a frozen ice crystal, also known as a snowflake. Look, the wind is whisking him away. Sometimes things change quickly for our little water friend, but other times, change takes a while. No matter how long winter lasts, we know that spring always comes. And look, it's getting warm enough for Walter to melt into a water droplet again. I think he is going to help that tender little flower to grow. See him melting into the soil right where those roots will soak him up? When the flower has used all it needs from Walter, it will let him go. Do you see him evaporating off of that green leaf? There he goes again, into the atmosphere as water vapor. I wonder where his journey will take him next. One thing we know is that his journey will keep going on and on. The next time you see water in any of its forms, think of Walter and all the journeys each of those little drops has been on.